I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Exit polls in Ukraine's parliamentary elections suggest the party of President Volodymyr Zelensky will win most seats. Analysts suggest it could govern in a coalition with another new party led by Ukraine's most famous rock star. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa will seek a judicial review of a report alleging he misled Parliament over campaign funds. He said the public prosecutor's findings were not rational. Ethiopian authorities have been prevented from deporting the leader of a Sudanese armed opposition group after the African Union intervened. Jibril Ibrahim had been taken to the airport in Addis Ababa. The police in Nigeria say four Turkish nationals have been kidnapped in the west of the country. A police spokesman said the four construction workers were seized in the Edu local government area of Kwara State. He said a rescue operation had been launched. Armed gangs in Nigeria usually release their captives after securing a ransom payment. Riot police in Hong Kong have used tear gas and batons against protesters who refused to disperse after the latest mass demonstration against the authorities. Police say demonstrators threw bricks and petrol bombs. Firefighters in Portugal say they have brought 85% of a wildfire under control. At least 30 people have been injured. 13 tanker planes have been dousing the blaze. The US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has praised Mexico's efforts to reduce the number of migrants reaching the southern US border. The State Department said initial indications suggested numbers were decreasing. Last week, the United States said it was introducing tougher rules to prevent economic migrants from exploiting the asylum system. One of India's most prominent labor activists, Arun Kumar Roy, has died at the age of 84. BBC News.